Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. It's 9:15, so in the interest of everyone's schedules, we'll get started. So I'll turn things over to Ron Filler to get things started.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning. Okay, wait a minute. I lived in New York for 25 years. New York is such a friendly, neighborly city, right? Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So I want to thank all of you for attending this NFA membership workshop, and it's great, I'm sure you all agree, to be in person once again. We can do this over the last couple of years. My name is Ron Filler, and I am a public director on the board of NFA, and I've been a public director since 2010. I've been a member of its membership committee since 2013 and served on the executive committee of NFA for many years. And throughout my, more importantly, I remember when NFA started in 1982, so not to age myself. But throughout my time with NFA, I've seen firsthand the importance and benefit of NFA connecting with its members to discuss regulatory obligations and new initiatives. For those of you who know me, or if you don't, I have been a professor of law at four different U.S. law schools for the last 45 years, and I taught a course. We originally called it commodities law, then I moved it over and called it futures law, and now I call it derivatives law. So I am modernizing myself. And as a professor, as I'm sure you understand, I'm a strong believer in education. And NFA also needs and wants an educated membership, and we hope you enjoy today's program as a result. Today's member workshop is just one way for the members to interact with NFA, to learn about regulatory obligations, discuss new initiatives, and more importantly, provide your input. We are all constantly looking for ways to make sure that the members of NFA are informed about NFA's activities and for members to contribute their thoughts or concerns. So we hope that you will be very interactive in today's and asking questions. Today, a recording of today's workshop sessions will be available online following the conclusion of this workshop. The materials are also available to everyone, so please encourage your colleagues or friends in the industry who couldn't join us today to check out the NFA website in a few days. In addition to these workshops, NFA also periodically conducts surveys and hosts webinars. In just a few weeks, NFA will be holding its member town hall webinar where NFA's board chair, Maureen Downs, and all of NFA's senior staff officers, among others, will provide updates on important initiatives and answer questions directly from the members per in this town hall. Information on registering for that event will be made available soon, so please check out the website and let others in your firm know about watching it if they can at the time of the town hall. As you all know, the derivatives industry has evolved greatly over the years, and the pace of change continues to accelerate. NFA must continue to adapt to new technologies, new products, new risk, and new participants, and new members to ensure that we meet our regulatory responsibilities. Opportunities to engage with our members, like today's webinar or workshop, will continue to help us address future challenges and meet our important regulatory mission. While NFA will continue to create opportunities for members to connect with staff and learn about the new initiatives, I really want to emphasize that you do not need to wait for a formal event to engage with NFA. If you have a question, a thought, or concern, please feel to reach out to the NFA staff members here or afterwards to reach out to staff, When I was in practice and working in the industry, I contacted the NFA hotline a lot. I called the NFA registration desk a lot, and they've always been very user-friendly in trying to help you. We want to make sure the members who have concerns, that we address the concerns to make sure you're in compliance. While events like this workshop are just one way NFA engages with members, NFA also has several advisory committees that offer guidance on rulemaking and other initiatives. Our FCM, SWAP participant, CPO, CTA, and IB advisory committees work to bring industry representatives together with NFA staff to establish effective, efficient, and balanced regulation. NFA strives to create a collaborative dialogue with its members. And should you have any questions or concerns at any point in time, I'm certain that you will find them responsive and willing to listen. And on that note, we like to keep this workshop as conversational as possible. Each session will conclude with a Q&A session. Please ask questions of the panelists and the staff members. And also know, now that we're a return to in-person workshops like this, you will now have opportunities to catch NFA staff during our breaks, at lunch, and please take this opportunity to meet with the NFA staff joining us today. I strongly encourage you to do so. Also, we appreciate any feedback on this week's events. A survey will be circulated in the coming days, and we appreciate that you please take some time to answer those questions. And so it's very helpful to NFA in planning and preparing for future workshops and other member educational opportunities. Again, thank you for joining for this year's workshop in New York, and I hope you find it engaging and, most importantly, informative. I'm now going to turn it over to Joe McCarthy to give you some more information about today's workshop. Thank you.